Page 54. Reading 4. Informational text. Social studies. Providing light in the darkness.
You may have said it yourself when you have a great idea. A light bulb turned on. But have you ever wondered where the expression came from? To trace the origin of the light bulb as a symbol of ingenuity, you'd have to travel back in time to the late 1880s. At that time, people lit their homes at night with only candles, torches, and gas lamps. Using fire to create light could be quite dangerous. For 50 years, scientists and inventors had been trying to create a light bulb that was powered by heat and not fire. Enter Thomas Edison, a mostly self-taught inventor and businessman who devoted himself to finding a safe, inexpensive, and long-lasting incandescent light bulb. While previous inventors had made great strides, it was Edison who expanded on their ideas to make it happen. And it was Edison who developed the first electric network, bringing electric light to the masses.
Always an inventor.
Thomas Alva Edison was born in Milan, Ohio, in 1847. An inquisitive and restless student, he left school after only 12 weeks. At the age of 12, he became a newspaper boy on a train. He worked on the Grand Trunk Railroad, going back and forth between two cities in Michigan and selling papers to the travelers. By the time he was 15, he had gone beyond selling somebody else's newspapers. He was publishing his own, the Weekly Herald, right on the train. It was the first newspaper ever printed on a moving train. Edison took advantage of his access to the railroad and used a baggage car to set up a small laboratory. There he would experiment with chemicals, a somewhat risky undertaking. In fact, one day, as he was mixing some volatile chemicals, he started a small fire, which spiraled out of control. It spread to the entire car and created a pungent, burning smell. The conductor, who had no idea about what Edison was doing in the baggage car, smelled the fire and barged in, hitting Edison on the head in the excitement. While they managed to put out the fire, Edison was banned from making and selling newspapers inside the train cars and had to publish and sell his newspapers outside of the train cars. At the age of 16, Edison became a telegraph operator. This work gave him the chance to travel. He went around the country, taking jobs here and there. He became a very good telegraph operator. He also made improvements to the telegraph equipment that he used. Edison came up with his first patented invention when he was 21. It was an electrical vote recorder. It was meant for use by members of Congress. Every member would have a small switch that could be flipped to vote yes or no on an issue. Edison thought that the device would speed up the voting process, and it probably would have. However, members of Congress did not want to change the way they had always voted, so they never used Edison's switch.
Successful inventions.
Edison's second invention was more successful. He was 23 when he invented the stock ticker. At the time, business people learned about stock prices on the New York Stock Exchange from runners. Runners had to run back and forth from the stock exchange to the business offices, and that took time. In contrast, Edison's device reported the prices of stocks instantly, over wires. 7 years later, Edison made some important improvements to Alexander Graham Bell's invention, the telephone. His improvements worked so well that people began to install telephones in offices and homes for the first time. It was really the beginning of the telephone industry. Edison also began work on the phonograph. That invention eventually led to the recording industry. With the phonograph and telephone successfully launched, Edison turned from sound to light. Light became what the great inventor was most famous for. Edison was 31 when he began work on a small electric light for home use. His invention was remarkably clever, but the light bulb was just a small part of what Edison had on his mind. His thinking went far beyond how to light up a single home. He could imagine a future where electricity was distributed throughout an entire city. A central power station would generate the electricity, and a vast network of wires and cables would distribute it to every factory, office, and home that was part of the network. And of course, every factory, office, and home would need small electric light bulbs. People would have light when and where they wanted it. Edison established the Edison Electric Light Company and found investors who were willing to back him. The truth was, though, he did not even have an electric light bulb yet. Between 1878 and 1880, Edison and his team had come up with 3,000 different theories in their quest to perfect the first incandescent light bulb.
A promise he had to keep.
Edison was never shy when it came to telling the world about his accomplishments, and sometimes did so even before he had actually accomplished them. Such was the case when he announced his new electric light to the New York newspapers. The announcement brought him quite a lot of attention. He was famous. Now all he had to do was invent the product. Edison and his staff went to work. They began with the bulb itself. They found that the most difficult part was the element, the part inside the bulb that lights up when electricity passes through it. It was a real puzzle to find something that would light up without burning up. Eventually, the element would be made of wire. However, in the early days, inventors tried almost everything. After experimenting unsuccessfully with more than 6,000 materials, Edison and his team finally settled on specially treated bamboo. When the bulb was ready, Edison and his team turned their attention to creating a system that would bring electricity to the bulb. Edison spurred on his team with characteristic tenacity. Here's the way Edison described the work. "My laboratory was a scene of feverish activity, and we worked incessantly, regardless of day, night, Sunday, or holiday. We accomplished a great deal in a short space of time, and before Christmas of 1879, I had already lighted up my laboratory and office, my house, and several other houses, and some 20 streetlights." By the time they had finished, they had done more than simply create a light bulb. As with the telephone and the phonograph, they had created a new industry. Edison's tenacity had paid off.
A positive attitude despite failures.
Even before he developed the light bulb, Edison was a very successful inventor. However, later in life, Edison completed several inventions that were not as well received. In 1895, Edison tried to combine film and sound to make talking movies. He created the kinetophone, which allowed people to watch a motion picture through a peephole. The viewer listened to sound played on a phonograph while they watched the film. Edison abandoned the idea in 1915 due to lack of interest. In 1899, Edison formed a concrete company with the idea of building cement cabinets, pianos, and even houses. But concrete was too expensive, and the idea never took off. Yet Edison had a good attitude toward his failures. "I have not failed 10,000 times. I've successfully found 10,000 ways that will not work." By the end of his life, Edison had secured an astounding 1,093 patents. Of these, 389 were related to light and power alone. Edison was an inventor rather than a scientist. He was driven by the need to create things he thought people needed and would buy, and made long lists of them. For example, his desire to perfect the electric light bulb came from his recognition that gas lamps were too expensive and dangerous to illuminate every home. Not all of his inventions succeeded, but his willingness to try and try again changed the world as we know it.